Welcome back one more time. This is Inside Agriculture. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing that the bulk of the burden to bear for the Endangered Species Act should be borne by farmers. Mary Kay Thatcher, Senior Manager of Federal Government and Industry Relations with Syngenta, says implementing mitigation efforts before you know if anything happens is not acceptable.
Because farmers could live under these mitigation practices for 3 or 4 years before you ever find out if Fish and Wildlife is going to say the endangered species is a problem. So we have to backtrack that and find a way to slow the lawsuits, but to indeed not say we're going to mitigate just because we can. One of the provisions in the bill says that if I want to use a pesticide on my farm, I have to go to the local Fish and Wildlife Service 3 months before I'm going to apply the pesticide to get permission. Well, how do I know what pest I'm going to have 3 months down the road? So there's a lot going on just trying to educate EPA. I mean, there's another provision in there about, well, if the weather service says it's going to rain 48 hours before you're going to apply, you can't apply.
Thatcher says farmers and agribusiness need to keep their eye on where this proposal is moving. She says it could have an even larger impact on a farm's bottom line than the farm bill.
You know, whether it's environmental groups or farm groups or companies like ours, everybody agrees we have to do something about the fact that FIFRA, the statute that regulates pesticide use, and the Endangered Species Act often collide and something has to happen. But the reg is just overkill, because what they do is they come out and they say farmers will do at least 4 mitigation practices if you want to use this pesticide and you're in an area of one of 27 endangered species. But they're also very clear that this is a pilot program and they'll go from 27 endangered species to 1,600 endangered species. The mitigation things are expensive.
Mary Kay Thatcher. I'm Mick Kerr. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.